Support for WYPR comes from the Park School of Baltimore's Saturday morning Rise and Shine activity sessions for children 3 to 5 years of age. Nature expedition through the Park School woods is April 20th. parkschool.net/shine.
Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Here's a Stoop story from naturalist and wildlife rehabber Corinne Parks.
So this is Alex, and Alex thinks that he's my husband. I've been with Alex now for 22 years. Alex is a great horned owl, and he lives with me at the Carey Murray Nature Center, which is in West Baltimore, the end of I-70 in Dickeyville, Woodlawn area. We're in 1,216 acres of park. I just want to tell you that everybody poops, so he might do that, so just watch out back there, you know. Oh, how embarrassing. Anyway, Alex was originally at the Baltimore Zoo for 10 years and then got passed to me. We have several birds of prey at the Carey Murray Nature Center. That's been my sort of forte for 30 years. And I was hoping they'd say I looked good for 30 years. You know, I look like a teenager too, but nobody said that. But the kids do laugh when they come in there. They expect to see a naturalist, and then they see Corinne with the glitter and all the other stuff. And the kids say to me, Miss Corinne, you wear lipstick and you touch snakes and birds, and one doesn't have anything to do with the other. So I enjoy my makeup because I do that on the weekends. I'm a makeup artist. And so Alex just kind of got used to the way I look. So I think we kind of look alike. That really intelligent look. But working with animals, I think I have the best job. 30 years with the birds of prey. I have an eagle and a raven that is the voice on the football team. So when you hear that, ah, that's him. That's Midian. You can come out and visit these guys. There's so many things that happen to you when you work with animals. It's unbelievable. I have a black snake that the kids really wanted to see eat a rat and a mouse or something. And I thought, well, that's okay. This is a homeschool. And I put the aquarium on the table, have all the kids. They're practically in the tank with the snake, all watching this snake and ready. And I have a live mouse. And, you know, sort of like an accident, you go by and you got to look at it. Well, they wanted to look at this snake eat a mouse. So to joke with them, I'm holding the mouse by the tail, and I went like this. And to pretend I was going to eat the mouse, well, the mouse grabbed my heat and went right into my mouth. And I look up, and there's these kids like, ah, you know, they're in horror about this. And, you know, I have a very close Native American friend who says, you know, you're a fool if you don't learn your lessons, because we all have lessons to learn. And I don't think through my 50 years of living that I've ever learned any lessons, but that's okay. I was driving along the road one time, and I found a squirrel, which I do a lot. I thought, well, I'll take this back to the vulture, because the squirrel had been hit by a car, and it was fresh meat, and I thought, well, this is kind of neat. So I take the squirrel back to this vulture and put it in the pen, and I had some friends waiting for me, a husband and wife and another guy were waiting for me. We were going to go somewhere. And they're like, feed the animals, hurry up. So I put the squirrel in with a vulture, and he was afraid of it because some of the birds that I have are imprinted, which means they're hand-raised by people, unfortunately, and they don't know what it's like to live out in the wild. So he's like looking at this squirrel like, what in the world is that? So I thought, well, I'll get my pocket knife out, and I sliced the squirrel's stomach, and you like this story, don't you? Sliced the squirrel's stomach open, and get the intestines out, and then the vulture's like, ooh, that's good. So I have all these bloody hands, and they're going, come on, we gotta go. So I run in the bathroom, and I wash my hands, and we're driving down the road, and I was talking to the people, and I'm going like this, kind of cleaning my teeth. Well, you know, oh, what? I have some blood under my nails. I wonder where that came from, and I look back, and the woman is almost throwing up in the back seat. But you have these horrors of working with animals, but they're okay. It's, I mean, that's part of the fun of it. Alex is like, he doesn't think he understands this bright light, but he does go with me to every single we do weekend programs, so we go to like Blackwater and do programs at Blackwater Refuge. And I hope sometime that you can come to the Carrie Murray Nature Center. It's named after baseball player Eddie Murray. In memory of his mother, he donated money to build this center. And I really enjoy this work. I think if anything I've done in life to save these animals, I've rescued hundreds and hundreds of animals, done wildlife rescue all my life. And I went to school for art, so I don't know how that goes together, but I grew up with a father who was a hunter and a mother who was a West Virginia hillbilly, and that created me. And so please come out and visit the Carrie Murray Nature Center when you can. It's a wonderful place, and it's great for me. I work in the woods, and I'm really a city girl because I don't like being without lights at night, so it's a great job. I'm in the woods during the day. The deer come up to the porch and at work, and then I go home in Catonsville, which has lights, so I'm real happy about that. So thank you very much, and come visit.
That was a Stoop Story from Corinne Parks about working with birds, snakes, and other forest creatures. We have more information about the Stoop Storytelling Series at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. The next live Stoop event is in 2 weeks, Saturday, June 5th at 6 p.m. The theme is Re-Emergence, an evening of stories, music, and cicadas. I'm Sheila Cass, glad you're with us on the record. In just a few hours, you can take a half-hour virtual tour of the American Visionary Arts Museum building with its architects. Starts at 1 p.m. We've got the link to sign up. The Baltimore Architectural Foundation named it Baltimore's most beloved building. Hope your weekend is creative.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.